This is CITR 101.9 FM. Hello, this is Danya, and we're transitioning into Kol Noredi. It's so lovely to be back here at the station after a long, long hiatus. You're listening to Shuk Shukta with Worku and Worku. Thank you so much for taking on Kol Noredi, or for taking on this hour and coveting it and treating this hour well every Sunday morning. So you are going 10 to 12 for quite a few weeks in a row, and you really, really, really saved me there. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Worku.
I'm glad to help you.
And all you listeners to Shuk Shukta, I hope you were... listening out there and enjoying a second hour and indulging in lots of good Amharic music. And wow, it's so crazy to be back here. It's so nice to be back here. A little adjustment. So again, you're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. A world music show airs every Sunday morning from 11 to 12. And I'm your host, Danya. The number here at the station is 822-2487. And as often, I'm just going to let you know about an event happening in the Ethiopian community Saturday, February 13th, 2010. Worku, take it on.
Okay, we have Valentine or Day's party, which is Saturday, February 13th, 2010. DJ nights and Lalibala Ethiopian restaurant.
Okay.
Which is the address is 4530 Hastings Street, Burnaby.
In Burnaby.
Yeah, Hastings Street Lalibala Ethiopian restaurant.
Okay.
We have DJ nights. That's Valentine, which is Saturday night. The next day is February 14th.
Nice.
So you have to come over there. You have a lot of food. A lot of entertainment, and then you can see about Ethiopian, a lot of video clip, and you know, Ethiopian, you know, they have Lalibala. What's a Lalibala?
Lalibala, I love that word, that name. What does that mean?
That's the big Ethiopian Asian church, like over like how many long time. You can come there. And then we
It's the name of the church?
Yeah, you have church. Okay. In one stone, they build big church. You can see it.
Okay.
I have a documentary for that, a video clip, DVD.
Great.
And then also we have with Ethiopian Youth Association, the one last September 12th is to play in my show. So I have clip for them.
Okay.
And video clips. So really you enjoy it and have good dinner, dessert, and... You know, vegetarian, we welcome meat lovers. Also.
Meat lovers. Okay, so what is, give us quickly the details again. That's Saturday,
February 13th.
And for more information, where should people go? Who should they call?
You can call 604-299-4555.
Great. That sounds awesome. Thank you, Worku. And speaking of Ethiopian music, coming up and coming to town to Vancouver is one of the most beautiful groups ever. And I play them a lot on Kol Nuriti, the Idan Reichel project. And you may have seen their posters plastered around the town, and it's so exciting to see those posters because I can't believe they're here and coming here. It's it also says a lot about Vancouver that it's growing and being put on the map in terms of international music. It always has been. It always has had quite a rich local community and very developed and connected in its own way, but still kind of under the radar and still pretty local. And the fact that they are coming out here is pretty cool. So the Idan Reichel Project, they are coming Thursday, March 4th. They will be playing at the Chan Center here at UBC. And as you know, that's such a wonderful venue, amazing acoustics there. And that is, they put on such a show. They're concerts are just such an experience with a huge array of instruments and languages and voices and melodies, and also, of course, in Amharic, heavily influenced by Ethiopian traditional music and culture, as well as in their latest album released, features music from Latin countries, I believe Colombia, Argentina. They sing in Spanish and Hebrew and Amharic and Arabic and Yemenite, and it's just gorgeous in English, and it's just gorgeous music. So that's Thursday, March 4th at the Chan Center. That's Idan Reichel Project. And we're going.
Yes, we're going.
That's so exciting. So we couldn't miss that, and we couldn't miss that. And so any Shukshukta fans that are listening, you better try to get out there too. You really want to go to this concert. In any case, again, this is Kol Nuriti, Nomadic Voice. And after a long, long, beautiful trip to Peru, actually didn't feel so long. It just felt like another era. It was such another world, and it was so rich and so folkloric and just unbelievably transporting. That was a trip to Peru. I went there for 3 weeks, mostly in the central south area, and I came back with a lot of music. And so today's show is going to feature samplings from those beautiful bits and pieces that I brought back with me, and especially the waltz. And so the Peruvian waltz, or the Creole waltz, is an adaptation of the European waltz, the Viennese waltz. It was brought to the Americas during colonial times by Spain. And the waltz was slowly changed to the likings of the Criollo people. And after the independence of Peru, the dance became symbolic of that nation's culture as it gained widespread popularity in the country. By that point, the introduction of more musical styles, including African and Andean influences, made it characteristic of the Peruvian music genre known as música criolla. And even though the dance was at first mainly restricted to the social classes of high status, during the 30s it was further expanded in the Peruvian middle and lower class neighborhoods, which I find especially fascinating because to me the waltz is such a regal gesture, and it's so very European in that quintessential European type of way. It's so elegant in a very specifically European way, and so I find it fascinating. That specifically this genre of music, this genre of Peruvian music, is dominated by the Afro-American voice. And so in the 1940s, composer and guitarist Oscar Avies created a unique sound that made the now called the vals criollo and music more distinct from the European waltz and the other dances of South America, such as the tango. And by the 50s, popular composer and singer Chabuca Granda helped in making the music widely known throughout Latin America. And the name vals peruano in time became used to refer to the dance in countries outside of Peru. So anyways, I'd like to share some of that beautiful music with you. And Worker, are you liking your new scarf?
Yeah, I love it. Thank you for today too.
Yeah, he got a gift all the way from the Andes, all the way from Cusco, a beautiful scarf from baby alpaca. In any case, back to Waltz speak, shall we? You want to come over here and help me for a second?
Sure.
All right. So we're going to play you some waltz, and we're going to begin with a very well-known piece called number one, called Huye de Mi, and this is Los Quipos, and they, just like Huercu Scarf, are from Cusco. So enjoy. You're listening to Col Nuridi.
Quisiera borrar mi pasado, recoger las caricias que ayer di.
Quisiera tener mi vida en blanco
para empezar
de nuevo junto a ti.
Pero debo aceptar que ya es muy tarde, que lo nuestro ya no puede continuar.
No sé si soy valiente o soy cobarde.
Quererte tanto y tenerte que olvidar. Yo volveré por mis pasos andados con la esperanza de feliz.
Adiós, amor, huye de mí, vete muy lejos, a donde no pueda alcanzarte mi desdicha. Adiós, amor, huye de mí, vete muy lejos, a donde no pueda alcanzarte mi desdicha.
Dormido. fascinante dulzura. Nunca diré que hubo noches que te adoré con locura. Nadie sabrá que en tus brazos, borracho de amor, me quedé dormido. Nadie sabrá que en tu pecho, juntito al mío latido, que disfrutamos instantes de fascinante dulzura. Nunca diré que hubo noches que te adoré con locura. Nadie sabrá que en tus brazos, borracho de amor, me quedé dormido.
So that was Arturo Zambo Cavero, and he was born in 1940 in Lima and actually passed away just last year, but better known by the pseudonym Zambo Cavero. He was a virtuoso Afro-Peruvian singer, representative of Afro-Peruvian identity. And again, I've been playing you some waltzes, some Peruvian waltzes, and what I just played for you was one of the legends of this genre. So the Zambo Cavero, he was the son of Juan Cavero and of Digna Velasquez, and his particular singing style captivated listeners as his intensity had the feel of Peruvian Creole taste. Zambo Cavero specialized in performing traditional Peruvian waltz, and some of his best performances are songs by Peruvian composer Augusto Polo Campos. Other are renditions of traditional Peruvian Creole music, which is Afro-Peruvian influenced, as I mentioned. So in June 1987, Cavero was honored together with important Peruvian musicians like guitar player Oscar Aviles in Washington, D.C. by the Organization of American States. And again, he passed away last year, and Peruvian President Alan Garcia declared this a day of national mourning on October 9th. So again, that's a little bit about Zambo Cavero, who I just played for you. And onwards in this set of Peruvian waltzes here, I have Embajadores Criollos. This is a song called Odiame. See what you think of this. You are listening to Cole Nodedi, and this is CITR.
Ódiame por piedad, yo te lo pido. El olvido, ódiame por piedad, yo te lo pido. Ódiame sin medidas ni clemencia. Odio, quiero más que indiferencia, porque el rencor quiere menos que el olvido. Si tú me odias, quedaré yo convencido de que me amaste, mujer. Pero ten presente, de acuerdo a la experiencia, que tan solo se odia lo querido. Pero ten presente, de acuerdo a la experiencia, que tan solo se odia lo querido. Si tú me
fuiste mujer con insistencia, pero ten presente de acuerdo a la experiencia que tan solo se odia lo querido. Pero ten presente de acuerdo a la experiencia que tan solo se odia.
Again, that was their Embajadores Criollos, and that was a song called Odiame. And in the background here, there's a very kind of slapstick, funny song. Maybe I'll play that for you next week. But I have other plans for us, and that is to play a very beautiful, legendary song. In fact, I believe maybe considered the national song or so of Peru, and that is La Flor de la Canela, the flower of the cinnamon blossom. And this is Chabuca Granda. This is truly, truly a legendary melody. You're listening to Col Noredi, and this is CITR.
Déjame que te cuente, limeña. Déjame que te diga la gloria del ensueño que evoca la memoria del viejo puente del río La Alameda. Déjame que te cuente, limeña. Ahora que aún perfuma el recuerdo, ahora que aún se mece en un sueño el viejo puente, el río y la alameda, jazmines en el pelo y rosas en la cara, airosa caminaba la flor de la canela, derramaba lisura y a su paso dejaba aromas de mistura que en él pecho llevaba. Del puente a la alameda a menudo pie la lleva por la vereda que se estremece al ritmo de su cadera. Recogía la risa de la brisa del río y al viento la lanzaba del puente a la alameda. Déjame que te cuente, limeño. Ay, deja que te diga, moreno, mi pensamiento. A ver si así despiertas del sueño que entretiene, moreno, tu sentimiento. Aspira de la lisura que da la flor de canela, adórnala con jazmines matizando su hermosura. Alfombra de nuevo el puente y engalana la alameda, que el río acompasará su paso por la vereda. Y recuerda que jazmines en el pelo y rosas en la cara, airosa caminaba la flor de la canela, derramaba lisura y a su paso dejaba aromas de mistura que en el pecho llevaba. Del puente a la alameda a menudo pie la lleva por la vereda que se estremece al ritmo de su cadera. Recogía la risa de la brisa del río y al viento la lanzaba del puente a la la merda.
That was Chabuca Granda with a Peruvian waltz there, a little bit about Chabuca. In fact, this beautiful music, it's like distracting. It's so gorgeous. Let me tell you, when you walk the streets of Lima, this music just plays in the background, just in your mind. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful country. Now, Lima is a little bit more complex and a little bit more gritty and complicated socially and politically and economically. However, I just had a quick memory of a beautiful area in Lima called Barranco, and there is a street named after Chabuca Granda. So she was a Peruvian singer, composer, and created and interpreted a vast number of criollo waltzes with Afro-Peruvian rhythms. Her best-known song is what I just played for you, La Flor de la Canela, the cinnamon flower. So she was born in 1920 in a copper mining area, and she began singing when she was only 12 years old in the school choir at an exclusive girls' school and in San Isidro, which is a pretty beautiful residential area in Lima. And at this age, she sang as a soprano. However, she wasn't well known until after her divorce, which was a scandal in contemporary Lima's conservative Catholic society. And early in her career, her work was expressive and picturesque, evoking the romantic and beautiful neighborhood of Barranco in Lima with its grand French houses with impressive entrances and winter gardens. Some of her most famous songs from this period are Lima de Veras and other songs that she wrote specifically paying tribute to the city. She broke the conventional rhythmic structure of the waltz and later broke convention with her poetic cadences as well. Later in her career, she wrote songs dedicated to the Chilean Violeta Parra, as well as Javier Geraud, who was a Peruvian poet who died in 63. Towards the end of her career, Chabuca incorporated Afro-Peruvian rhythms into her work. Afro-Peruvian music, while popular, was not considered high art due to the prevalent racism and devaluation of Afro-Peruvian culture. And she masterfully blended the suggestive and colorful rhythms into her work, enriching Peruvian popular music. And what's interesting about her is that she was not Afro-Peruvian. She was of European descent, but she was very instrumental in raising this genre of music and the regard of Afro-Peruvian music to its deserved status. And now there are elements of Afro-Peruvian music in much of contemporary Peruvian music. So again, that was Chabuca Granda. You're listening to Col Noradi, Nomadic Voice. What do you think of this music?
Oh, I love it.
It's so elegant, isn't
yes,
it?
Very much.
It's so beautiful. Is there some form of like waltz or so from European influences in Ethiopian music?
Ethiopian music, like kind of classic.
Classic or so. But Ethiopia was one, if not the only, African countries that wasn't colonized.
Yeah.
Or was by Italy, I believe, in Abyssinia.
We defenses, we kick them out.
You kick them out. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. We never colonized.
Well, maybe that's why Ethiopian music has a certain purity and has a certain dignity.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, again, this is Col Noradi, and today's hour that's flying by us, skipping by, is dedicated to music from Peru, as I've just returned from a beautiful journey from there. Still have the visions of the amazing, rich, fertile landscape skittering by me in my peripheral vision on the train, and just the hills and the terraces that are so rich and green, the fields of corn and the fields of quinoa, and just a beautiful, beautiful country, both in terms of the land and what it gives to the people, as well as the people themselves, the generosity, the vigor and the color and the traditional textiles. There's just so much beauty in that culture, in that country, even though my visit was limited to the south, but it was just a taster. And in any case, we've heard some waltzes now, but I'd like to play for you some music from the Andes. So Peruvian culture is made up of, as well, many pre-Incan cultures, including Quechua and Aymara, and the Andean music that you hear today very much reflects that cultural diversity and the traditional elements of pre-Incan societies. Incan are pre-Spanish cultures, if I will. So I'm going to play for you from an album that that I got on, or that my parents got for me as a gift, actually, knowing me and how much this music affected me. So this was an album that I got on my second day or so in Peru, and this was a band that just started playing in the little place that we had lunch. And they are called Los Chasquis, and I believe Chasquis in the time of the Incan Empire were those people who were runners, messengers between the various center points in cities around Peru where the Inca Empire had established itself. And so, see what you think of this. This is Los Chasquis, this is Andean music, and this first song that I'm going to play for you is called Achacachi. So this is featuring some beautiful wind instruments and percussion instruments. Enjoy. This is Col Nodedi on CITR.
estrella, testigo de mi amor. Mandatas titán, calma, chuluta, tirú, calai, putiu, hachasca, malacu, guaguapá. Su pollera que se alzaba, como viento que bailaba, el bailar de su pollera, ritmo de mi bombo. Su pollera que se alzaba, como viento que bailaba, el bailar de su pollera, ritmo de mi bombo.
Just trying to make sense of the little notes that these musicians wrote for me as they autographed this CD for me. And, you know, I know that this recording just simply does not do justice to their beautiful, beautiful music. They were very skilled musicians. This music is unbelievably spiritual in its own way. And I was totally engulfed in the moment there with just how beautiful and the sense of humility that's in all of this music, the sense of respect for the nature, for the landscape that sustains their lives. And it's you can hear that and you can feel that in the music. In any case, I'm sorry that this recording does not do justice to all the layered sounds that you can hear when you hear them live. But let's try another song here called Ocarina. So again, this is Andean music, which comes from the general area inhabited by Quechuas and the Aymaras and other peoples that were part of the Inca Empire prior to European contact. And so, of course, countries, specifically Peru, but also Argentina, Bolivia, Ecuador, Chile, Venezuela. So wind and percussion instruments are really essential, the backbone to this music. And they're known to have existed in South America even before the Incans. But musical evolution peaked with the Incan Empire. And the arrival of the Spaniards in the 16th century brought string instruments and new forms, spurring the invention of the distinctive charango, which is a 10-stringed instrument similar to a lute that was originally constructed from the shell of an armadillo, but now generally constructed from local wood varieties. And in the charango family, there's a larger instrument called the ronroco, which is similar in size to the mandolin. And you hear that and you see that a lot in the local Andean ensembles that play all over Peru, specifically in the Andean regions. Violins have also found their way into Andean music. The panpipes group include the siku, or the zampoña, and the antara. And these are ancient indigenous instruments that vary in size, tuning, and style. Instruments in this group are constructed from aquatic reeds found in many lakes in the Andean region of South America. So you hear a lot, many different varieties of panpipes in Andean music. So let's hear another song from this album of Los Chasquis. It's called Ocarina, and Ocarina, I believe, is referring to the small ceramic instrument. It's a kind of flute of some sort. Well, a wind instrument at least. It's small and it looks like a little vessel. It looks like a small archaeological find that you would dig up if you were an archaeologist and hoping to find that. And beautifully painted with intricate little designs. And you blow through the hole, and it has a very high-pitched but very windy, ephemeral sound. So that's the ocarina, and that's what this song is called. So let's try this one. This is Los Chasquis, and you're listening to Kol Nodedi. Okay, well, hopefully you can get a more authentic taste of that music there. So that was Los Chasquis with a song called Ocarina, and they are from Peru in the Andean area of southeastern Peru there. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, and today's show features music from Peru. And so, of course, I could not plan a show without on Peruvian music without including some music by Susana Baca. Susana Baca, she's a prominent Peruvian singer of Afro-Peruvian descent. She's been a key figure in the revival of Afro-Peruvian music, which, like the culture that produced it, had previously been little recognized, but which is now regarded as an important part of Peruvian culture. She has contributed much to its international popularity, which began... Oh, my speakers are just clicking on and off. Do you hear that? Okay, which began in 1995 with the release of a compilation CD that gained a lot of international acclaim called The Soul of Black Peru. And on this album, this album features a song, Maria Lando, which is her song. And she does a beautiful, beautiful version specifically of on this album, this compilation album called The Soul of Black Peru. In any case, I'm going to play off of her album Echo de Sombras. This was released in 2000, and this song is called Valentin. It's a very well-known song. Baca grew up in a coastal fishing village called Chorrillos, which is a district of the Lima province of Peru and a part of Greater Lima. Her music is a mixture of traditional and contemporary, and her backing band features indigenous Peruvian instruments such as the cajon, which is a wooden box, and we brought a beautiful one back from Lima, and its origins is in an upturned fruit crate, so it's basically just a wooden box. The guapeo, which is a clay pot, the quijada, which is a jawbone of a donkey, as well as an acoustic guitar and a double bass. Although many of her songs are based on traditional forms such as the lando or the waltz, she also incorporates elements of Cuban and Brazilian music. So let me play a little bit of Susana Baca's music for you. And in fact, I mentioned that I'm going to play for you Valentin, but I'm not, because I need to be selective right now and priorities are falling into play here. So I'm going to play for you one of my favorite songs of hers, which is called El Mayoral, the slave driver. And if we have time after, I will share with you the Nova Lima Extra Contemporary DJ Fusion version of her song. But let's start with this original. So this is El Mayoral, Susana Baca, Afro-Peruvian voice. And you're listening to Col Nordi on CITR.
Siento en mi pecho cuando está de madrugada. El mayoral con su retorno no deja descansar. El mayoral con su retorno no deja descansar. A las 4 de la mañana cuando el sol se va a asomar. A las 4 de la mañana cuando el sol se va a asomar. El mayoral con su retorno no deja descansar. El mayoral con su retorno no deja descansar. ¡Ay, mayoral! ¡Ay, mayoral! ¡Ay, mayoral! ¡Ay, mayoral! ¡Qué dolor siento en mi pecho cuando está de madrugada! ¡Qué dolor siento en mi pecho cuando está de madrugada! El mayoral con su retorno no deja descansar. El mayoral con su retorno no deja descansar. A las 4 de la mañana cuando el sol se va a asomar. A las 4 de la mañana cuando el sol se va a asomar. El mayoral con su retorno no deja descansar. El mayoral con su retorno no deja descansar. ¡Ay! saca tu machete, Cipriano.
So before I leave you off here with another version of El Mayoral or whatever we can hear from it, again, that was Susana Baca, El Mayoral, or Slave Driver. That's a very well-known song there. And I just heard some very exciting news. It was already exciting because I was going to leave you off with some information about upcoming gigs here in Vancouver, but I just heard about a couple new ones. So Scotty, who is taking over for George's show today, just let us know, just told me that Matis Yahoo will be playing a free show. I mean, he's going to be playing a show, that's cool enough, but a free show, that's amazing. So as part of the Olympics events. So not quite sure exactly where. Do you know when? Yeah, it's somewhere. You have to dig up the Olympic site, maybe in Yaletown. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. That is so cool because that's right around the corner. And also rumors have it that Manu Chao will be lingering around in the city, also around the Olympics. So keep your ears and eyes open for that. Also coming up as part of the Chutzpah Festival, there will be, as I mentioned, the Dan Reichel Project is opening up the festival on March 4th at the Chan Center. Also Les Yeux Noirs, a gypsy group, I believe were originally based in France. I've seen them a few times in Montreal, in New York, in Toronto. They're amazing. Traditional gypsy music from France and from Romania and other Balkan lands. And their strings, they are wizards on the viola and violin. You want to see them. That's April 8th. And there is also the Balkan Beat Box. They will be playing March 18th. And they put on such a show. So you have to make it to one of those. That's all I have to say. All right. Thank you for all of those who called in and let us know you're listening. Thank you for hanging in there or hanging on out there. I'm waiting for Kol Noredi to return. It's so nice to be back here. And thank you, Worku, again for covering. And see you next Sunday, 11 to 12 on Kol Noredi. And I'll just leave you off here with this Nova Lima. Enjoy and have a beautiful week. Bye-bye.
Bachete, 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 b